Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of the Office Chair to 5K series. This is the last one, the last of this 13 episode installment. Thank you so much for listening and huge congrats to those of you who may have completed a 5K in this time, may not have done, whatever you've chosen to do with your running during this. Thank you for joining us and big well done's. You're about to hear from Cara. It's not necessarily been the week that we had planned, as you will hear, but do not despair. We are feeling very, very chuffed, to be honest, with how far she's come. And the atmosphere in the studio is generally one of joy because she's really happy with what she's achieved and she's set out everything that she's set out to achieve, everything that she wanted to. Oh, it's 6 o'clock on a Friday. Dear listener, I must confess as I'm recording this, and I'm really desperate for wine, and my words don't make sense anymore. But I would be remiss not to do the usual spiel before we get into the final episode and you hear from Cara for the final time. Check out the show notes, whatever you choose to do next. I've popped a link into our other downloadable training plans. You might want to look at a 10K one, I don't know, whatever's next for you, whatever you fancy. But that doesn't have to be what you do next either. You might, like Cara, be quite happy with where you are with your running at the moment and want to keep running a couple of times a week. You might want to improve your 5K time. You might want to look at doing a local race or a park run, doing an interesting route, whatever is next. I would personally advise subscribing to Women's Running Magazine, which has always got plenty of advice and inspiration in it. £3.50 a month, no risk. Cancel anytime. What a deal. Check it out. That's in the show notes. And don't know if I've already said this, but obviously this is not the end of the Women's Running podcast. It may be the last time you hear from Cara for a little while, but you can listen to our normal pod every week as well. So stay in touch with us. I'll stop banging on. Let's hear what Cara's got to say.
This series of the Women's Running Podcast is sponsored by Vivo Barefoot.
Vivo Barefoot is on a mission to create footwear that brings you closer to nature. Esther, you always talk about how perfect your feet are. Well, it turns out that Vivo Barefoot agrees with you. Your feet are the perfect bits of kit, and humans have evolved to walk, move, and run barefoot. So what could be more natural than a shoe that enables you to do just that?
I do have perfect feet. Thanks, Vivo Barefoot. Their shoes are beautiful and are designed wide to provide natural stability, thin to enable you to feel more underfoot, and flexible to help you build your natural strength from the ground up.
Studies show that foot strength increases by 60% in a matter of months just by walking around in them. And they feel wonderful to move around in too.
They really do. Vivo Barefoot has a great range of shoes for kids and adults, and for every activity. Plus, their footwear is produced using sustainably sourced natural, bio, and recycled materials with the aim to protect the planet so you can run wild on it.
And if you've popped onto vivobarefoot.com and are having a browse of the gorgeous shoes, do check out Vivo Health while you're there. Vivo Health is an online platform for natural health. This has online courses, health assessment tools, and workshops that will help you improve foot strength, technique for both road and trail running, and more. Just pop along to vivobarefoot.com/UK/VivoHealth to find out more.
And we've saved the best bit till last. Vivo Barefoot are offering everyone a 100-day trial on their footwear. And you can pick up a pair today with an exclusive 15% discount for you, our lovely pod squad. Just use the code WOMENSRUNNING15 at the checkout.
Woo!
Oh, sorry, we started.
Hurrah!
Well, I mean, it's woo! Hurrah!
Woohoo!
Hurrah! So
we're woohooing, but I'm going to give the disclaimer from the off that we're woohooing with a little bit of, we're withholding some of the enthusiasm of the woohoo for a later date.
We are.
We still wanted to woohoo for all of you. This sounds like on The Sims.
We're wooing rather than hooing. Yeah. Let's just we've just done the woo.
Yes, we're wooing because we're very, very proud of everybody who is at the end of this 5K journey, including you, Car. Mm-hmm. But there is something that we do need to explain a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for it?
I think that the but is all explanation that it needs, isn't it? We're proud of you, but...
what's been going on?
Fall down.
Yeah, yeah, you're a failure.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I hear in my dreams.
I'm joking.
It's totally fine. No, I started this journey as I meant to go on, and I bloody sprained my ankle again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's a full circle moment.
So yeah, it really was a full circle moment. So Tuesday, I was having a bit of a rough time. So pre-ankle, I was having a bit of a rough time stepping up to the 28 minutes, 30 minutes mark. I tried to set a 5K distance. I have IBD colitis for podcast listeners who I haven't told that before to. And yeah, I'm in a flare up in the moment, which just makes me completely knackered and fatigued and lethargic and all of that fun stuff. So I was finding the step ups and more time on my feet really challenging just before it happened. And yeah, the work has been mental. All of the things kind of collided at once. Mm. Tuesday, I was actually parked at Hull's house. And the bloody Bath cobblestones got me one more time.
Oh no!
It was meant to be. I think that you were parked at mine, so I could.
Yeah,
run
it
down
was meant to be. So I messaged Toll and was like, "Danger, danger! You have a carer on your doorstep." So yeah, she ran down with a cloth full of ice and sat with me whilst I iced it.
Oh no.
But yeah, really, really frustrating. I was already feeling a little bit nervous about the 5K mark. So definitely stuff to talk about in that kind of like step up from going from timed to a distance. When I did try and put a distance on it, I was quite underwhelmed with how far I was going. So I was already, my brain was off, then my body went off, and yeah, it created a
perfect storm.
Cacophony? Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect storm. I was going to say cacophony. What does cacophony mean?
Lots of noise.
Okay, yeah, let's go cacophony.
It created a cacophony of issues.
Yeah,
a myriad
exactly,
issues.
Exactly. So I'm bloody gutted. I am gutted. I feel like I'm going to talk quite a lot with Hull about it, but I feel like I didn't do this to obviously everyone did this to get to the 5K mark.
Yeah.
I didn't get this in the sense of like, I'm fine that the goal is delayed. I'm not somebody that is, you know, I'm not going to beat down on myself because it just didn't happen this week. Like it is what it is. But I'm just quite frustrated and a bit concerned at this stage how far like my fitness, because I do want to get to that at some point soon. So if I'm stopping for a week or 2 weeks and doing all of my ankle exercises and everything all over again, how far does that set me back? Where do I start from? All of those questions and concerns.
I think it's such a
That's so disappointing. I can really see that. But I honestly, like, my absolute first thing would be to say, like, really don't worry about fitness. Really don't. Like, you're, okay. I assume there's still some dog walking and stuff going on.
Yeah, try. Well, yeah.
So yes. You're still going to be maintaining quite a, you know, a really good base level of fitness. And you've done all of that work. A couple of weeks off is going to do nothing at all. How's the pain at the moment? How's it feeling?
It's sore. So yeah, I still don't have an option to not take the dog for a walk, unfortunately, even though they're short walks. But it's sore.
That's fine.
I haven't started doing exercises or anything yet because I'm still just like have been icing. I can walk on it fine.
Yeah.
But getting the classic as I did at the beginning and I always do, which is then I'm kind of walking slightly strangely. So then my left knee is hurting and I'm just out of whack a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely still in rest. And then it's very similar to what happened last time. And it is just a bit of a thing with my ankle, unfortunately, with a recurring injury. So, my plan is pretty much the same, if you guys agree, as maybe start doing some kind of building exercises again.
Yeah.
Take it slowly. And then, maybe in a week or so, try and get back on my feet.
I would. Yeah absolutely. And then do have a look at go back through the training plan and find the week, because I remember that last week you were finding it, the leap had been quite significant.
Yeah.
And go to a week where it didn't feel significant and it felt comfortable and give that a go. Because what you know is that you can always stop and walk. So like if the last time you felt comfortable for a run was like an 18, 20 minute kind of thing, then try that. Just especially if you've only had like a couple of weeks off, do that. Have some walking breaks if you feel like you need them. If you don't feel like you need them, then carry on, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think the thing is you don't, if you have 2 weeks off or even 3 weeks off, you don't have to feel like you have to go all the way back to the beginning again.
Yeah, definitely not. I think what you've done, Kar, first of all, also do want to say, still very proud of you. I don't want to take away from the fact that this was supposed to be a celebratory episode because it still is, because I think, as you said, first of all, you found exactly what it is that you wanted, really, like the 5K notwithstanding. You've found a routine doing something that you enjoy and that you can get out and do multiple times a week and that makes you feel good and that keeps you fit and serves that purpose. So I think job done there, and we can all give you a huge round of applause for that. I think all that's happened is that your ankle has essentially told you that it wasn't quite the time to put the 5K to the test this week. You've just afforded yourself a bit more extra time and to play around with the plan. Like we've always said from the very beginning that although it's a great plan, it's not prescriptive and it's not going to be, you know, everybody's exact route to the 5K. So if you do need to go back and do a couple of those weeks again, which was kind of what you were saying before this happened, that you sort of wished that you had a bit more time to go back and do a couple of those of those weeks again, so you felt really, really confident about the 5K. And now that's just what's happened. So also, I'm just going to say for the listener, just to make it so everybody understands where we stand, that this is still going to be, sadly, our last Office Chair to 5K episode. We've loved doing them, but we think we need to stop harassing Kar now and let her let her recover. Heal.
Yeah.
But she may be back, so keep your ears peeled. It's been a joy being on the journey with you. And I do think that regardless of where we ended up, it's a very successful destination.
It's hugely successful. And I think it's worth, I mean, not to completely rubbish the entire concept, but I seem to be doing this every week anyway.
No,
but
rubbish it. I think that's the conclusion we're all coming to from these podcasts.
But 5K is a completely arbitrary distance. And I think where you've got to, if you can think back to where you were at Christmas, which was running for like a minute or 2 minutes or something with gaps, until like last week, you were doing, like, what was your longest run last week before the ankle did you a disservice?
28 minutes.
28 fucking minutes, Kara. I mean,
yeah.
That's incredible. I do think that we should have just sort of, in a way, like I reckon we could kind of rejig this plan in any case and just think, well, maybe 30 minutes is the goal kind of thing mm-hmm. rather than a distance. It's a time-based kind of goal because 28 minutes is amazing. That's how long lots of people run park run for. And you've done that in just a few weeks. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, if you translate that to like the amount of time at the beginning, would you ever, when you were doing 1 minute on, 1 minute off, could you ever have imagined that you would run for the consistent time of an episode of Friends, this podcast, though it's always twice as long, at the company meeting that we all sit through on Thursday. You run through, think how long all of those things feel. You can run through all of that time. That's amazing.
I do 100%. I do feel proud of that and totally agree, like at the start of the year, that's the achieving part, and it was the same when I got to, and I stopped before, but I'm determined to not stop this time, that when I did get to kind of that 20 minutes and it didn't feel horrendous, that was the real achievement. My goal was to get to that, you know, 20-30 minute run around the village, get some movement, as I was talking to you guys about in the last few weeks, kind of finding new trails has been a lot of my joy. And just having the ability to do that has been my goal, rather than it being about the 5K. In retrospect, I feel like if the 5K was the kind of core goal for me, I probably should have been looking at my distance a little bit sooner. I think that, I don't know if you guys agree or not, but I feel like I was also before the ankle twisting, and that was just a final no, this isn't happening. Before that, I was really trying to rally myself mentally, and had definitely, I feel like, hit my main hurdle of this entire period of time, which was just really, really bad timing. I think that the distance and looking at my pace really contributed to that, where I did a run on the Sunday morning before the Tuesday that I twisted my ankle. And I was doing 30 minutes and but also trying to keep an eye on my distance and see where I was going. And I think I did a mile and a half, and I was so exhausted and miserable that I walked back the entire way because I was like, I actually can't do this. I was already, something had happened that threw me off my game and my routine in the last week. Like I said, I'm sure sometimes with chronic illness, you tend to forget that you have a chronic illness, and then you're like, what the hell? It's so random. I'm really tired. But I'm sure that contributed, but for whatever reason, it just all came together. But like you guys said, I think that what I'm trying to achieve was the lifestyle part of this that I'm really excited to get back to. I really don't want to stop. I think, like you said, Esther, I think 20 minutes was probably the time that I felt the most confident, and that I'm quite excited to get back to and kind of do my lunchtime 20 minutes, have my shower, like do that kind of routine bit again as soon as my ankle's feeling better and I'm feeling a bit more with it in terms of my body and fatigue. And then see where I go from there. Like, you know, use the plan, kind of not use the plan, do 20 minute week again if I want to, you know, do 22 minutes rather than stepping up to 25. Like, doing what feels good over this last kind of time.
I think that's great. Period. And I also think that like, we work in an industry which is almost always about progression. It's almost always about doing something different and better and further the following week after week after week after week. And not only is there no shame in just doing the same thing week after week after week, it's actually brilliant, you know, particularly if you weren't doing those.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Things a few months ago, and if you're now adding in, say, 40 minutes worth of running a week on top of every other thing that you do, that is incredible, and you've just given yourself like a massive gift actually by enabling yourself to do that. And we don't always have to be striving for more and more and more. Like, yeah, doing what we're doing right now is already fantastic for our bodies and for our health and for our longevity and for, you know, everyone around us. It's wonderful. So
definitely,
and I do believe that just getting out there is the main thing. That, like, that's the main thing I've taken from all of this. It's the main thing I wanted. It's the main thing I've learned, is the just getting out there, ripping the band-aid out and seeing what happens. And I think I just want to keep on that line of thinking.
Oh my god, yeah.
And actually almost the 5k slightly deterred and put me off that line of thinking, trying to reach a goal that I was like, can I reach this, and trying to time it, and what's my pace. And it just kind of like,
I was
going to
say, I think that's a big lesson for all of us from this series as well, for that plan, is that stick with whatever the goal, like, don't change the measurement of your goal for the last run. It's kind of silly that it does that, to be honest. And I hadn't really thought about it, but like, if 5K is, if you've been aiming for time on your feet, and then suddenly right at the last minute you decide to switch that up and aim for a distance, of course that's going to be really confusing for your brain, because that feels like you're, I don't think that that's any coincidence. Well, it could also be because you've been, in a flare up and all of the other stuff as well. But I don't think that it's any coincidence that you found this last week particularly tough anyway, before the ankle sprain car, because I think psychologically you'd been so used to this routine that you developed and the structure of running to a particular time goal. And then you had this big daunting thing float up in front of you that was like 5 kilometers. And you were like, I've got no idea where I am on the way to being able to do that.
Yeah. And there's two ways that that could have gone. I could have tried to put the distance on and gone, oh, I'm way faster than I thought. And, you know, this is going all way faster than I thought. And instead I got to Avoncliff and was like, that was a mile. Are you shitting me? That was 1 mile. And so, yeah, I think that it did the opposite for kind of my motivation at that point. And
It is always miserable how little a mile actually is, isn't it?
It's mental. I was like, how? I also feel like, even when I kind of tried to sit down with it afterwards, I was like, really, how? But then, yeah, it's just not the line of thinking that you need, because at the end of the day, I still had to give Pablo a bath because he was filthy. I still had to clean my trainers because they were filthy. And that was because I still got out there, even though half of it was after walking, because I was like, fuck this.
I think definitely if you're enjoying going out and no one ever enjoys going out, but if you're enjoying coming back after having a run, always keep that in mind, because now that you've done it and now that it's routine, you'll hopefully be able to slot that routine back into your life again in a couple of weeks' time when your ankle is kind of fully strong again. But I think keeping that feeling in mind, that feeling that you have when you've finished a run and for the rest of the day, where you're able to kind of sit in a kind of smug bubble of, of happiness because you've done it. You feel so much better when you come back from a run. It's just that little bit before you go out and maybe slightly during, where you're just sort of going, well, this is shit, isn't it? But when you come back, just keep that in mind, because that's such a good feeling and it's such a good one to try and kind of get back to when you start running again.
Yeah,
totally agree. I think that the trail part has been really big for me. That's been a big discovery and a big joy that I want to keep hold of. The time on your feet, the getting out part. I think I've potentially, on reflection, I think I've run with Pablo a bit too much, because of just obviously trying to fit my runs in with routine of having to take him for a walk and like all of the different things. So I think going forwards without having to be like, okay, I have to get these three runs done and then I have to talk about it on the podcast and then the next week is this, I can find more space to not have to take him out with me and to really run for myself, which I'm looking forward to as well, even though I've really, really enjoyed the fact that he has been a great running companion.
That's really nice. I'm really glad that you discovered that about him. And I think adopting a dog is a perfect way to get a canny cross partner, because obviously with puppies, it's that, you know, they're not able to run when they're very little because their bones are like floating around in their bodies like ghosts. It's really weird. but if you adopt a dog who's already an adult dog, I think that's really wholesome, that he's already like that's become a part of his journey to learning to be with you guys. That's part of his routine. That's something that he knows exists and that he's already comfortable with. He's a little runner dog from the off. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
I'm really glad that it's worked well, and that's been a really good kind of motivation to continue, I feel like, as well, because if he hadn't, then I would continue being like, oh, but I, you know, it was already a new routine that I have to do like these two or three walks a day. By the way, for people that think I'm mental, it's because our garden isn't attached to the back of our house. It's very, very strange. We have one of those 1800 cottages where the garden is. We have a garden, but it's not on the back. Anyway, so I can't just let him out. So I've got to work in these times where he can have some time outside. And so, yeah, I think that trying to combine them, even on occasion, is just really nice for us bonding, as well as him getting a little bit more exercise and more time of me focused with him outside. So, yeah, that's been a nice thing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Sorry, I don't know what's going on my throat at the moment.
COVID. She's got COVID, everybody.
Definitely got COVID. But I was just going to say, I would love to hear from other people that have been following along to see how they've found it. Because I think it's worth us celebrating everybody having followed along with this, no matter where they are in the plan, no matter where they are with the running. But I think the kind of the dedication to that length of time, 3 months worth, essentially, of running is incredible. If you started the 1st of January, just like Cara did, then like we would love to hear from you, because it's such an amazing thing to start doing. And by now it's habit. It's amazing. And I remember writing something for the magazine once where I got, you know how I love to be on my high horse hole. You always know this, don't you? Where I start getting, oh my God, women are amazing. But I was just because I think I was feeling defensive about my hobby and the fact that I leave the house and Dave has to look after the kids and all of this sort of thing. And the more I wrote, the more I realized that, you know, that these benefits are not just selfish benefits, you know. So yes, it's our mental health and yes, it's our physical health, but that means that we access healthcare resources less often because we are getting healthier. So we're not phoning the GP as much. It means that we're kind of creating our own kind of mental health toolkit in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we can kind of stave stuff off, but we can definitely make ourselves stronger physically and mentally by going for a run. And the, you know, passing on that kind of that role model stuff so people around you can see that you're doing these things, and then that there's the knock-on effect that they start doing this as well, or they might access stuff that they enjoy which might not be running, but you know, they can see that there's a benefit. So the kind of the ripple effect from you going for your runs from the 1st of January is absolutely massive, and not just for you but for all your family, for people around you, everyone that you've told about it. Everyone's going to be inspired by it. So I think it's
amazing. That's so lovely. Yeah, you're right, Esther. We mustn't forget that. But yeah, it's, I'm going to think that today. I really can't be bothered for my run. My back's a bit sore. I can't be arsed. But I'm going to think about all the people who will not, I guess not even just your family and or people who listen to the pod, but like people who see you run past, Kai. I wonder how many people that you might have inspired in the village.
In the village.
Because they've been like, oh, Cara from girl. Number 62 is running about.
Yeah, no, and it has felt like there's a feeling of of community with people. Like last weekend, it was the Bath Half, which obviously our own here has a run. But that was the day that I was trying to run, and it was so quiet and there was no one out, obviously, because they were all doing the bloody Bath Half. But I really felt it, because on other day, and I think maybe that contributed as well to me being like, oh, fuck this. Because on other days, you see everybody else out there and you see some people absolutely pacing it. You see some people struggling. You see some people walking. You see some people falling in puddles. Like, and there is, even without talking to these people, just smiling and saying morning, there does feel this kind of sense of camaraderie that kind of pushes you on a little bit, that, like you said, there is a ripple effect of being like, you know, all of these people are out here pushing themselves, and maybe they don't want to be, or maybe they have kids at home, or maybe they have 100 errands to do, or whatever it is, and everyone's kind of prioritizing themselves and their health this morning, that makes you feel like good. Just makes you feel good.
It does make me feel good. And I think there's something to be said as well for that. I mean, I don't think you ever really notice it, apart from in hindsight, that when you run past someone, if they raise up a hand to say hello, I think that can give you as much of a zhuzh as a jelly baby. Like, it can. I remember that happening when I was doing like a 12-mile run, like a big, long training run, and seeing a friend who was also running at mile 11. And I was ready to stop. But just seeing someone, just a quick wave and a hello and I'll text you later sort of thing, made that last mile so much easier. It's incredible. I think that's, and that I know that's a slightly different thing than we're talking about, but I do think that can be another benefit for potentially running with a buddy, because I think that can make the miles just completely disappear. But I think it speaks to that kind of feeling of community, thinking I'm in it, they're in it. It doesn't matter what all these different paces are and different kind of lengths of run are, we're all doing the same sort of thing. And we're all supporting each other, and you can really get that feeling when you go for a run. I think it's a really lovely thing.
It definitely is.
I think that's a really nice. Oh, sorry, Carl. I was about to interrupt you for the final time.
do it one more time for the listeners.
Well, I was going to say that I think that's a really nice place to leave this series, but then I've just shat on whatever you were about to say.
No, it was probably, I can't even remember. It's probably just more faff, but yeah, it is. And I think that my promise, I've achieved what I wanted to achieve, whether it was or wasn't the 5K mark. I genuinely feel that. And I promise I'm not lying, guys. I do intend to get back to it as soon as possible because of what I felt like I got from it. So
yeah, no, I think we know. I definitely all around, saw that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, yeah, I have no regrets, even though it's not the celebrationary, the congratulatory, one of those. One of those, even though it's not quite what we had planned for today's episode. But thank you guys so much for helping me, spurring me on, motivating me, because, yeah, it's been a fun 3 months. And nearly 3 months. And yeah, has just made me feel all the warm and fuzzies.
Yeah, me too. If you're listening,
we're so proud of you.
Yeah, we're so unbelievably proud of you, and very proud of anybody who has run along with Cara, especially if it's your first time or if you're picking running back up after a really long time. I was going to also leave it by saying, go and tell, we don't usually do plugs, but I'm going to do a bit of a plug and say, go and if you take anything from this episode, go and tell someone in your life who you think might benefit from running about this. Go and tell them to listen to the pod or get the magazine, or doesn't have to be to do with us. Just go and have a conversation with them and be like, let's go for a little run together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Sorry, I do want to finish on something that's like nothing to do with that, but I do want to very quickly say a really big thank you to our sponsors,
because the whole series,
our whole series has been sponsored by Vivo Barefoot, who also do Vivo Barefoot Health, and it's a fantastic website with loads of resources, and it's all about sort of foot health and stuff, which is absolutely fantastic. The shoes are utterly gorgeous, and they're absolutely perfect for things like gym work and yoga, hiking. Stuff like that, particularly if you're just starting your running and walking journey. Absolutely wonderful shoes. So please do check them out. They've been absolutely wonderful for us. So we'd love you to give them a go as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning Esther, because I had completely forgotten that they've made this whole series possible. And yeah, big shout out, Vivo Barefoot, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Yeah.
And also, I do feel very cool and sort of like a little spider monkey in my Vivo shoes.
I love that.
I think that's the main benefit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah. Thank you all. Thank you, Car, for letting us drag you along on this journey. I'm very glad that it ended up being a more consensual experience than we may have thought, and that you enjoyed it so much. I'm so excited to run together. I feel like it's opened lots of doors for what we can all do, and we're obviously going to be carrying on doing the normal podcast, Tune In Foot podcast. Said that very weirdly. Tune in for that, and yeah, keep an eye out for Car and what she gets up to in the future, because you may not be seeing the last of her. You may do. Who knows? But
we'll find out.
We will find out.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you both.
Bye, Car.
Thank you so much to Cara. Big shout out to her. She really did let us use her as a guinea pig, and we're really proud of everything she achieved. And I think it's safe to say that she is a runner. She is a person who likes running, which is not what she probably thought we would be saying when she began this journey. Send this on to somebody. I'm feeling very inspired today. If you can encourage anyone in your life to go and run, just do it. It's so fab. And I love this community. Anyway, I will stop being emotional. And I will remind you once more to check out those show notes if you want to stay in touch with us. Do you know what the show notes are after 13 episodes? It's the bit of writing in the description of the podcast. Have a look at that. There's loads of links there you might not have even seen. But you can find our other plans there. That's where you'll also find that subscription offer, and just a bit more info about women's running. Final little shout out, as Esther mentioned on the pod, have to say a big thank you to Vivo Barefoot, because we wouldn't have been able to have done this fantastic series without them. They have been very, very helpful, and we love them very much. Thank you for sponsoring us. Thank you for being so supportive of Cara and of the two of us on this journey. Thank you all for tuning in. What a joy it's been to do these, and we'll have to catch up on the normal podcast. Goodbye to the office chair to 5K format, but keep an ear out. You may hear from Cara again, may not be the end, and you'll definitely hear from me and Esther. We'll never stop banging on, don't you worry.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.